بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب التفكير في عظيم مخلوقات الله تعالى وفناء الدنيا وأهوال الآخرة وسائر أمورهما وتقصير النفس وتهذيبها وحملها على الاستقامة. We come to the end of the chapter on istiqamat, that is on perseverance. After that, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah begins a new chapter. The heading or title of this chapter is the chapter on pondering and reflecting, looking around us and considering what we call tafakkur or tafkir. Certain things Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions that we should ponder and reflect over. The first amongst this he mentions, fi azimi makhluqatillahi ta'ala. That is the vastness, the magnitude, the grandeur of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost, what we should try and understand is that we hear many times our elders telling us, our kabirin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has basically given a human being two abilities, two bounties, what we call strengths or abilities. One they refer to it, they say quwwat-e fikr, and the other is quwwat-e amal. In very basic layman's terms, if you translate this quwwat-e fikr and quwwat-e amal, it means the ability to think and the ability to practice. And when it comes to quwwat-e amal, the ability to practice, when we talk of ibadat, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salah, zikr of Allah ta'ala, and whether it is hajj, whether it is fasting, where the physical strength of a person is utilized, to some extent we understand this to be a form of ibadat, to be a form of worship, and to be a source of getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we don't understand, or to a large extent, the realization is not there, is that to think also, to utilize one's mind for deen and shariat is also ibadat. And it's not just any type of ibadat, it is a very great form of ibadat. Ibn Hibban mentions a riwayat of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that la ibadata ka tafakkur, that there is no worship of Allah as virtuous as thinking and pondering over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Abbas, Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the sahaba used to say, fikratu sa'atin khayru min qiyami layla, that for a little while to ponder and reflect over Allah's greatness and to utilize one's mind to think for deen, they used to say this is more virtuous than making tahajjud salah for the entire night. Sirri Sikhti rahimullah used to say, al fikratu khayru min ibadati sana ma huwa illa an tahilla atnaba khaybatik fatahutuha fil jannah. He used to say that to think, to ponder, to reflect, this is better than 1 year's ibadat. He says once a person develops this habit of pondering and reflecting, looking around him, and pondering and reflecting over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over the shortness of the life of this world, thinking about the terrors that await us on the day of Qiyamah, etc. Once we learn to utilize our minds like this, he says it is a question of, once you come onto this, it is like you have started putting the peg in the ground of your tent. And he says the next thing is the step into Jannah. In other words, develop this quality in yourself, and the next step is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you to Jannah. Sa'labi mentions the riwayat that a person looks at the skies, he looks at the heavens, he looks at the stars, he ponders over them, their uniformity, their vastness, their grandeur, etc. And then he arrives at the conclusion, Ashhadu anna laka rabban wa khaliqan. He says, I bear witness that definitely there is a Rabb for all this. And there is a creator for all this. Allahumma gfirli, O Allah, forgive me. If a person does like this, he says, فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ Allah Ta'ala looks at him and Allah forgives his sins. So this is such a virtuous thing that unfortunately, to a very large extent, as I mentioned previously, has come out of our lives. In the work of Dawat and Tabligh, we are encouraged that don't only ponder over these things, speak about these things. Don't only ponder over the vastness of Allah's creation, speak about Allah's creation. Speak about the shortness of the life of this world. Speak about the day of Qiyamah, etc. So that this quality is developed within ourselves. So coming back to the heading of this title, Or coming back to the heading that Imam Nawawi rahimullah has brought this chapter, he says, Babu Tafkir, the chapter to ponder, to reflect, develop this quality within ourselves. Fi adhimi makhluqatillahi ta'ala. First thing he says, ponder about is the vastness of Allah's creation. That is the vastness of Allah's arsh, Allah's kursi, the heavens, the earth. This is such a vast creation. If you look at it scientifically, just very often, if you pick up any book on astrology and you read how vast is this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is said just this galaxy in which we are residing in, what they call the Milky Way, this is such a vast space that it is said that if you travel from one side of it to the other side at the speed of light, light travels at 186,282 miles per second. 300,000 kilometers per second is the speed of light. If someone has to travel at that speed, in 1 year you will cover a distance of 9.5 trillion kilometers. They say just this one galaxy in which we are living in is 150,000 light years. And they say there are 170 billion other such galaxies. Recently they say light from one star reached the earth. When did it start traveling? Speed of 300,000 kilometers per second, 9.5 trillion kilometers a year. The light from that star started traveling not 1 week or 1 month ago. It started traveling 14 billion years ago and it reached the earth now. Such a vast creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, Mas sama wal ard wa ma baynahuma fil arsh illa ka halqatin ulqiyat fi falatin min al ard. That this entire universe, what we call Sama'ud Dunya, this first heaven, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the sky, the earth, everything between it, the seven heavens, all this when compared to the vastness of Allah's arsh, how big is Allah's arsh? Rasulullah ﷺ says, like you take a ring and throw it on the ground, this ring is a small ring, it is tiny compared to this huge field. He says the seven heavens and the seven earths are like one ring compared to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how vast is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh? What is the magnitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation? How great is the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ponder over this. Reflect over this. Look around us and realize how tiny, how insignificant we are compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. This is what will induce a person when he stands in salah, when he makes the ibadat of Allah, and he now becomes conscious. Who am I standing in front of? How great is Allah's qudrat? How great is Allah's power? How great are the sifat and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is why Shibli rahimullah used to say, لو عرفوا الناس قدر عظمة الله ما عصوه. He would say that if the people had to realize, if they had to become conscious, if they were conscientized of the vastness of Allah's greatness, Allah's grandeur, Allah's qudrat, Allah's power, ma asohu, it would become impossible for them to disobey Allah. Today we find it easy to disobey Allah because we are not conscious of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam Nawawi rahimullah says that this is ibadat. In fact, this is the most virtuous type of ibadat, to use one mind to ponder, reflect, fi adhimi makhluqati Allahi ta'ala, over the vastness of Allah's creation. And likewise, wa fana'i dunya wa ahwalil akhirah, the shortness of this life, the tremors or the fears of akhirat. Inshallah, we'll continue on another occasion.